We shall continue today on the second part of the message, Raising Sons and Daughters for the Kingdom of God. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 1 to 3. Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcon inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. Well, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird yourself with sackcloth. Lament, and run to and fro by the walls. For Milcon shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we pray that the interests of the word of God will motivate your people, and they present themselves to be raised as sons and daughters of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Last week, we considered that there are basically two categories of people, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. Sons and daughters of God, and as sons and daughters of Satan. God is in need of sons and daughters. The church is in need of sons and daughters. Characteristics of the sons and daughters of the kingdom. We considered that, number one, the sons and daughters of the kingdom resemble their father. Number two, a son is forever. Number three characteristics, sons and daughters trust their father. Number four characteristics, sons and daughters honor their father. Number five characteristics, sons and daughters obey their father. Today we shall proceed with number six characteristics of the sons and daughters of the kingdom. Number six, sons and daughters do what they see the father do. Sons and daughters mimic their father. They do what they see the father do. In the gospel according to John chapter 5 verse 15. Let's read what the Bible says concerning this. John chapter 5 verse 15. Hear the word of the Lord. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him whole. John chapter 5 verse 16. My father has been working until now, and I have been working. That is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sons and daughters do what they see their father do. The father works. The son works. The followers of Jesus, they walk because they see their father walk. Number seven characteristics. Sons and daughters are deliverers. Sons and daughters are deliverers. God raises sons and daughters to continue the process of deliverance which he started. Recall that in Egypt, when the Israelites were under oppression and servitude, God had to raise a man, Moses, as a son, and he became a deliverer. Through him, the Israelites were delivered from the taskmasters, the Egyptian taskmasters. They were delivered from bondage. They were delivered from servitude. They were set free to go and live in their own land and worship their God. Sons and daughters are deliverers. In our time, God intends to raise sons and daughters who not only will deliver themselves, but deliver their families and deliver communities, and of course deliver our nation, Nigeria. Are you such a one? God is in need of sons and daughters. May I say that poverty is ravaging so many families. Poverty is ravaging our people. Idolatry is a bane of our people. Our people are under the curse of idolatry. God is looking for sons and daughters who will deliver their families from poverty, the curse of poverty, deliver the land from idolatry, deliver the land from all that has inflicted us as a result of our not following biblical principles. Number 8, sons and daughters are for signs and wonders. Sons and daughters are for signs and wonders. When you are born again for signs and wonders. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, you see what the prophet had to say. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the prophet, chapter 8, and we will read from verse 18. I did say that when we are born again, we become signs and wonders. This is what the Bible says, and that is our mark. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, hear the word of the Lord. Here am I, and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Friends, we are for signs and wonders in Nigeria who have been born of the Spirit. You are a sign and a wonder in your family if you are born of the Spirit. That is what God says in His Word. Are you displaying the sign and the wonder? God is in need of sons and daughters who will be for signs and wonders in the land where they are domiciled, where they are born. Number 9, sons do exploits and frustrate human laws that are not in line with that of God. Sons and daughters do exploits, and in the course they frustrate human laws that are in opposition to that of God. In the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Let's read what the Bible says. In the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Let me read as you listen to the word of God. Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Hear what the Bible says about these children, sons and daughters. Nebuchadnezzar spoke saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Friends, sons and daughters do exploits. They frustrate human laws that are not in line with that of God. See Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego as true sons of God who frustrated the law of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. In our time, so much compromises have deprived us of the opportunity to be sons, to display that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Number 10, sons return to the father when they go astray. They come back for forgiveness because the father has a large heart to forgive. Sons and daughters return to their father when they go astray, when they err. They come back for forgiveness because the father has a large heart to forgive them. You will recall, radio friends, the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 32. We will not read all that, but recall that that young son took all that was his according to the division. He called his father and said, give me what is my entitlement. And the father gave him, and he vanished into the cities where he messed up himself and, of course, wasted the wealth of his father. But he realized his mistakes. One day he came to his senses. The Bible says he came to his senses and he said, he resolved that I will go back to the father and I will say to the father, I have done wrong. I have erred. Receive me back. The Bible says that when he ventured to come back, the father received him back. The father has a large heart. Perhaps you have been a son and a daughter, and you erred, you went astray, you have been deceived by the world, you became worldly, you left your calling and followed the world. The father has a large heart to receive you back. Can you come back? Can you resolve today? I will go back to the father. I will say to him, I've sinned, I've erred, I've not done well. Receive me back. I'm sorry for my mistakes. The father has a large heart to receive you back. Let's look at the consequences of lack of sons. before we close. The consequences of lack of sons. In our text, in Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 1 to 3, the question is, has Israel no sons? Why has others taken their positions? Number one consequence is, where there are no sons and daughters, strangers take over their position. Strangers take over their inheritance. Strangers take over what belongs to them. In our context, the God of the Ammonites took over the land of Israel, and the people of Israel came under the servitude of the Ammonites because there were no sons and daughters. That's one of the consequences, lack of sons and daughters. Again, in Jeremiah chapter 8, and I would like to read that one. The book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the heart of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? What the prophet is saying there is the consequences of lack of sons and daughters. The harvest will come and pass. The summer will come and end. And there will be no salvation. The land will be ravaged. There will be no balm in Gilead to heal. No physician there, because there are no sons and no daughters. They suffer in heart. They mourn. Are you sure that is not what we are suffering in our country, Nigeria? I want to also read from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 9. Isaiah, hear what the Bible says. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. So the daughters of Zion is left as a boot in a vineyard, as a hut in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. Friends, where there are no sons and daughters, we run the risk of becoming like Sodom and Gomorrah. We become like a garden that is dry. We become people who do not have a place. Our cities will be overthrown and burned with fire. Strangers will take over our land. The last passage I want to read is in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 16. And verse 17. Ecclesiastes 10, 16 to 17. Hear the word of the Lord. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and when your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Radio friends, woe to a land that has no sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. Children will rule the land. Children will become rulers. Those who don't know their left and their right will begin to rule the land. And it says here, your princes will feast in the morning. But blessed is the land when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time. Radio friends, are you a son or a daughter of the kingdom? May God, in his mercy, raise for us and kindly present yourself to be one. Let God raise for us sons and daughters of his kingdom, even in our land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Radio friends, will you present yourself to our Lord Jesus? You cannot be a son or a daughter unless you are born of the Spirit, unless you are born again. Let us pray as you commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father and our God. Thank you. Your intention is to raise daughters and sons for our land who will represent you, sons and daughters of the kingdom who will stand in for you and not cause the land to be desolate and ravaged. We pray you, mighty Father, arise in our country and raise sons and daughters for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.